Aero Refuse is Juneau's garbage collector, owned by Alaska Pacific Environmental Services. In the next 14 months, it hopes to build a transfer station where recyclable materials and solid waste would be loaded into containers bound for the Pacific Northwest. A decade ago, the company signed an agreement with Capital Disposal Landfill Operator Waste Management. The contract expires in December 2012. Alaska Pacific General Manager Glenn Thompson says that's an opportunity to help Juneau solve its growing landfill problem. And he says garbage barges have been going up and down the inside passage for years.
Ketchikan has been shipping their garbage to Seattle for about 15 years, and I think Sitka has been doing it for at least 10.
Alaska Pacific Environmental Services also operates in Nome and Unalaska. Thompson says recycling goes to the Seattle area and the garbage to huge regional landfills in other parts of Washington and Oregon. The company would have to buy new trucks for its Juneau operation, like those used in Sitka.
They look kind of like a one-armed bandit. They have a mechanical arm that reaches out and picks up the container and dumps it.
Sitka does not have curbside recycling.
When we took over the Sitka operation and started looking at that, we said, boy, this would really work pretty slick in Juneau. One of the things it does is it allows you to be more efficient, and what we decided was if we can become more efficient, then we can offer more service and offer the curbside recycling as part of that.
Thompson says Juneau residents who opt for the service could deposit glass, plastic, aluminum, and the like in a single cart and the garbage in the usual trash can. While he says the cost would be about the same as current Aero refuse hauling prices, that does not include the special recycling cart. So what would happen to Juneau's landfill? Thompson says the final decision would come from Operator Waste Management, but he sees two options. One would be to convert it to a place to dump construction and demolition debris that does not leach, or shut it down.
That's why we're announcing it early, so that we can start looking at the opportunities that are out there.
When Alaska Pacific announced its plans to city officials a week ago, it wasn't what they expected to hear. CBJ has been working with Waste Management to create a comprehensive recycling, household hazardous waste, and junk vehicle facility in Juneau. Public Works Director Kirk Duncan says Alaska Pacific's proposal instantly put that project on hold.
At this point in time, CBJ is waiting for those negotiations between Aero and Waste Management before we go any further with Waste Management.
But Waste Management spokeswoman Jackie Lang says there are no negotiations with Alaska Pacific. She says her company remains focused on working with the CBJ to provide that comprehensive recycling program.
Our priority is enhancing the long-term partnership between Waste Management and the CBJ by expanding the scope and flexibility of recycling services that we can offer to the community.
It's all more complicated because CBJ does not manage its solid waste. The city started working in 2008 on a plan to take over solid waste management from Aero Refuse. The company has the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity from the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, and whoever owns that certificate controls the waste stream. But Aero drove a hard bargain and negotiations broke down last fall. As Duncan says, CBJ is not part of the current discussion.
The municipality usually controls the landfill, and so we really are the third party here, with Waste Management and Aero really being the drivers in this situation.
Alaska Pacific Environmental Services says it will release details and a schedule of its automated waste collection and curbside recycling over the next couple of months. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.